Okay, hi. Hi, my angel. So, I am just saying hello and I wanted to yap to you. I'm very tired. I kind of woke up from a nap. I will explain. So, this is just a little update. Today's the 23rd, Sunday. Happy Sunday. I hope you've had a restful day. Like I did. I hope you're taking good care of yourself, and I hope you've had enough water and enough food. And I hope you relaxed. So, I was planning on getting the exclusive audio up today for my Love Potion babies, and it was gonna be a you pick the audio. I knew which one I wanted to do. But I don't have it in me to edit today, and I will tell you why. So I was planning on spending a lot more time today, like at my desk working, editing. But my dad was overseas in another country for like 3 months, and I haven't seen him in a really long time. And my parents are both from Europe, fun fact. And he finally got back to America. The U Why did I say America? Like, he finally got back to the US, like 2 days ago. And we wanted to do one of the things that we used to do together is go on hikes. Anyway, we did a 4-hour hike this morning. If you've been around for a long time, if you've known me for a long time, I used to talk about how I was like an avid hiker, and I kind of fell out of it. I think just with having to edit more and like trying to make more projects and things, and as things got busier for me, just in my, well, with YouTube and social media and personal life as well, I just haven't been hiking as much. I started like going to the gym more and doing that. Although I will say I think I enjoy hiking more than the gym. I don't know. I like them both, but I haven't been very good about going. Anyway, so let's just say I feel like I was not prepared for this hike this morning. Oh my God. My legs feel like they're gonna fall off. It was like one of those things. It was over 20,000 steps, 20,000 in 4 hours. And by the way, I'm 5'1", so I have short legs. Like, they're not. They're proportionate to me, but like I feel like I have to take like twice as many steps as other people. And it was a gorgeous hike, and we haven't been in so long, so it was really, really nice to go. Let me move my mic closer to me. I have it on a different stand now. I normally have my mic on a boom arm, and I took it off. I put it on a stand. I'm trying to figure out a way to be able to record in my bedroom. My whole like little office desk setup thing that I have is not, but sometimes, especially with like sleep aids and the very like hyper-realistic ones, sometimes I want to record them like laying down. Is that weird? I don't think it's weird. Sometimes I do want to do that. So then I was like, okay, I'm either gonna have to get like a 50-foot long XLR cable, or I'm gonna have to like maybe record to my laptop. I don't know. Why am I talking about this? Okay. What was I saying? The hike. We finished the hike, and I just haven't done a hike like that in a long time. And it was very uphill, very, very uphill. And I took a couple cute photos. I think I will post them tomorrow morning so that you have a little something to tide you over until I get the exclusive up tomorrow night. Yes, so finished the hike, and it was one of those things where I felt okay, right? I felt okay, and then we got in the car, and we weren't moving, you know, you kind of like sit, and then I feel like when you go to get back up is when you like really feel it. Oh my God. I feel like I can barely walk right now. It just, I felt like so fatigued, like it knocked it out of me. And the sun was definitely out, and honest today, I had a hat on, of course, and I have my little like zip up. I have like a hiking or like a workout jacket that has like, not like a collar, but it's very full coverage, and it has the little hand things that your thumbs go through. Like, it's very like, I didn't get sunburned at all. I'm usually pretty careful with the sun, but it was still very warm, right? And I didn't feel like I had heat stroke or anything, but I was just, oh my God. Anyway, so I got lunch on my own, right? And then came back home, and I went to sit down, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna edit this. I'm gonna get it up this evening. And I was like so fatigued. I was falling asleep in my chair, and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna go lay down. And I fell asleep. I was watching documentaries in my room, and then I fell asleep. I've never been that tired in my life. I think it caught up to me because I am like the worst. You would maybe think that I get good sleep. I don't really know. What am I saying? I was gonna say, I feel like you might think I get good sleep because of the content that I make, but no, I don't really get great sleep. One of the reasons that I started making this content is because I didn't get good sleep and I had to use it myself back in the day. I don't know, I'm just in a yappy mood, but I just wanted to say hi. And then I literally passed out when I got home, and I kind of just got out of bed. But I didn't want to go to sleep without saying hi to you. I miss you. And I'm gonna have cute hiking photos to show you tomorrow. And then the exclusive will be up tomorrow. Also, hold on 1 second. One moment. Stay with me. Don't leave. Okay, yes. So, the one that I'm doing tomorrow, also, by the way, I love how on this recent, the November You Pick the Audio post, where I go share your ideas with me, I feel like this is a trend that I'm starting to see in our little circle here, where people will like their favorites, and that helps me so much, because I feel like, yeah, I want to choose whichever one, like, resonates with me and I like, but I love seeing which ones everybody else likes, and usually it's funny, because usually the ones I like the most are the ones that everybody's liking as well. But, and I don't know if I should, like, spoil these where I'm like, oh, this is the idea I picked, but I will this time. Like I said, it was, like, really nice seeing everybody like the comments, and I loved this idea anyway, but this one came from Charlie, who suggested you come home late and find the listener asleep on the couch in their clothes after they tried to stay up for you, so you gently wake them up. I thought that was adorable and very hyper-realistic and very slice of life, and it's very up my alley. So that is the one that I did, and I'm going to be editing tomorrow. And then the next exclusive will be, yes, on Thanksgiving Day for the Enchant Love Potion Tears. So those are the two I'm doing. However, I would like to give an honorable mention to who commented, Home Depot Bucket, who commented an idea about the listener getting into a fight and me patching up their wounds. I actually really like that idea, so I'm going to do something with that coming up. And then Yuri also suggested putting up a Christmas tree together. I am going to do something cute and holiday themed. I think we'll save that for a little bit closer to Christmas. Yeah. Okay. I think that's the only updates I have. I am so tired. I got a new type of ramen that I'm going to make. So I'm going to eat that and maybe play like one round of Apex and then go back and lay in bed and start fresh tomorrow. It's Monday, okay? It's Monday. Let's all have a lovely week ahead. Like I said, I hope that today was easy for you. I hope that you were kind to yourself and that you didn't push yourself to do too much. And I hope that you get good sleep tonight. And just remember, it's a new week. Starting tomorrow, you can have or set new goals or change at literally any time. And yeah, I think it's going to be a good week. I have a good feeling about it. So I literally love you so much. And I will see you tomorrow morning. I'll show you the pictures from my egg. I love you. Okay, good night.